Begin. We have a minig already for at least over a year, for sure, over a year, probably a year and a half already, that we switched to Tanya Shir to being something from learning from Teres, something from Teres Chabad on the Yontif. We've learned already Mamarim from the Baal Tanya, we've learned Mamarim from the Rebbe, we've learned Sichs from the Rebbe, we've learned Derech Mitzvasechev and the Tzemach Tzedek. We've learned a lot of things on really how to taiva to do a mimer again, to do a, pick out a specific mimer to do from the Rebbe, very, very geshmaka mimer. On really on Parsha Shkayach, really more on Parsha Zachar than specifically Purim, but the Oymek of Amalek is. But I did tell Yitzi that I'm going to try to do something and be mashlemen and finish it. We don't have a lot of time, you know, even if we have the whole night. We still don't have a lot of time, but to finish a whole mimer is going to take us a good few hours. We need more than one shir, so I decided that instead of doing a mimer, we're going to do a sicha. Sichas are very, very different than mamarim, and it's a very, very geshmaka sicha. It's one of the classic sichas. You'll know sichas from the Rebbe, sichas, especially sichas on Purim. It's a very classic sicha, and it's a sicha which really takes a gemara that's a very, very difficult gemara to be able to understand al pi pshat. And the Rebbe, in a way of pnimius, opens it up for us. But the goal really is not just for us to be able to understand the Gemara, which is obviously important as well, to be able to understand what the Gemara is talking about. The real goal is obviously for us to be able to understand this chiyuv that the Gemara talks about of chayiv inishle b'sumei b'paraya ad layada, one of the most difficult mitzvahs that we have, a difficult chiyuvim, difficult menhagim that we have throughout the whole year. Everything else we can sort of figure out. It's a chayik. This is something which, you know, goes against everything that we believe as when what it means to be a human, what it means to be a yid, what it means to be a maimon in the Rabbanu Shalom, for a person to get to the place of Adla Yada, he doesn't know the difference between Ara and Baruch, he's not able to be Makai mitzvah. It's a very, very difficult mitzvah, and obviously it's a tremendous, tremendous amount of Torah to say in it. But let's see the way the Rebbe learns it into a Nesicha, and a Nesicha that wasn't actually said on Purim, it was actually said the two Shabbosim after Purim, I think it was Shemini and Tazria. You can look at that, I think it was said on Parsha Shemini and Parsha Tazria. Yes, it's Parsha Shemini and Parsha Tazria of Tafshin Mem Dalad, but it wasn't said on Purim, it was said after Purim, and this is the Sicha that the Rebbe did, which he explains the Gemara. The Gemara says the following on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we're going to try to see as much of it inside. I'm going to try not to talk. I'm going to try to let the Sicha talk for itself, and we'll just talk, you know, say whatever's necessary for us to be able to understand it. It's easy to understand. Sichas are different than Mamara. Mamara are much more teeth. It takes us a lot more hours to be able to do. But it's a Sicha, something which is understandable. It's Geshmak. We'll see exactly what the avoida of chayiv inish l'besumei. So Rebbe writes like this: Isa b'Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava mechayiv inish l'besumei." Rashi writes l'shtakar b'yayin. He's quoting Lashon Rashi over there. B'paraya ad la'yada ben ar haman l'baruch marchay. That's the chiyuv. Next, zok the next line of the Gemara. Rabba v'Rabzera avdu sudas parim ba'adei adadi. Rabba and Rabzera had a suda together. Ifsim, they got drunk. They both became shikar. Both of them became shikar. Come Rabba. Rabba gets up. They're both sitting there by suda. Everything looks fine. Everything's going well. Rabba all of a sudden gets up. He pulls out a knife. V'shachtel Rabzera. V'shachs Rabzera. Zakti Gemara lamachar boy rachmi vachya. The next day he was boy rachmi. He dove into the Rabbanu Shalom and he created a tchias amesim. Lashana amarlei. Rabba says to Rabbi Zeira the next year, neisim arvin evet suy desperim. Let's do a suy desperim. Kilu, like he forgot about everything that happened the year before, which clearly he was sober at the point that it was mechayim. So he could have not forgot about everything that happened. But he comes along. It's like, do you want to make a suy with me again? Zakti Rabbi Zeira, nah, I don't think it's a great idea. Amarlei loy b'chal shaita v'shaita mesrachas nisa. I don't know that every year we're going to be able to be zeicha. There's such a nace that you zeicha. I was zeicha that chias amesim like last year. Maybe you stay in your house. I'll stay in my house. Let's do two separate suydes. As I state in Gemara. Now, the Gemara itself is probably one of the most difficult Gemaras to be able to understand. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this Sicha specifically, because we just finished learning Perek Yud Gimel and Tana. We just finished learning and understanding what Rabba means when Rabba said Kegoyin and Albeinani. That Rabba really was a tzaddik and understood that what Rabba's Havamina was when Rabba said Kegoyin and Albeinani. But this Gemara is a steward to that, Gemara. Rabba said Kegoyin and Albeinani, Zaktabai Lashaf Kismail Lachal Daria. And we learned very clearly that the Baal Tanya understands that Rabba was the Spitz tzaddik, the person who was the Spitz tzaddik, even though he didn't realize it and didn't understand it, he was a Spitz tzaddik. Here you have that he killed somebody. And even though Avada, he was drunk, but that's not it. That's Adam Mud La'ilam, right? A person's still Mechayiv. We just finished learning Bava Kama. Adam Mud La'ilam. You're not putter from killing somebody because you're drunk. That's first of all. So what in the world? How is it shaykh that Rabba got to such a state? Second of all, most of us have got shaykh before in Purim. I don't think any of us ever got to the level anywhere close to shaykhing anybody, or anywhere close, anywhere even within that realm. So Rabba somehow got up in the middle of the Suda and Rabba killed Reb Zeira. So Madna Maisa. If you look at the Lashon Gemara, Rabba Reb Zeira of the Suda's Purim Bahadi Adadi, he got drunk. What does it say? But come Rabba, Shachtel Reb Zeira. What's the next word? Machar by Rachmi Va'ache. The next day, L'chayra, a very, very Pashto Shalom, the Rebbe's going to ask later in the Sicha, when something that drastic happens when a person is drunk, the Metzias, the Tzemach Tzedek crisis, this is part of the Metzias, and we all know that this is a Metzias. When a person gets into an accident when they're drunk, right away they sober up, right? Chalil, if it happens to a person, the drunk driver right away sobers up. They'll still test them and be able to see the alcohol, but right away a person sobers up. So Rabba didn't sober up right away. He waited until the next day. Someone came to him and said, by the way, you know, you killed Abzeri yesterday. He said, oh, I did. And he went and he was Mechayim. What's up, Shad? Rabba waited until the next day to be Mechayim. What was Rabba's Havamina to invite Reb Zeira again? Rabba really had a half minute that Reb Zeira was going to show up to the suit after he killed him last year? Va'oid, Reb Zeira's teretz is a modna teretz. Let Reb Zeira say, I'm not showing up. You killed me last year. I'm not showing back up to the suda. Zakta Reb Zeira, I'm not so sure we're going to have a nace again, which means I don't mind showing up. I don't even mind getting killed if I know that you're going to bring me back alive again. That's Rabbah. That Rabbah doesn't mind getting killed. And he just says, the only problem is I'm not sure if Tchias Mesim is going to work as good this year as it worked last year. So let's try not to do the trick again. Why doesn't Rabbah say, listen, you killed me last year. It's not a good idea. You obviously don't know how to handle the wine. And also, it seems clear that Rabbah was planning on getting drunk again. Because otherwise, Reb Zeira would have not been afraid to go to the Suda. So how can Rabbah get shikr again if the previous year he killed somebody? So the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. You know, it's also not clear exactly what the Hemshech is. Right? The Ran learns, based on this, we'll see this later on, the Ran learns that based on the fact that the Gemara is bringing this story, it's a mice which is coming to be Saisa the Psaka the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, then they bring the story with Rav and Reb Zeira. When you see what happens when people got drunk, Zakhtaran, obviously we're bringing this Gemara as a Maisa Lister, as a Maisa which is Saisa the Gemara, Saisa the Psak and the Gemara, and it's coming to tell you, don't get drunk. Look what happens when even Rava got drunk, Rava killed Reb Zeira. But assuming you don't learn like that, which is clearly not the way we pass, the Rif doesn't pass like that, the Mechaber doesn't pass like that, the Rambam doesn't pass like that, all of them pass in Chayiv Inishal B'sumi. So what Taka is the point of the Maisa? Why do you bring it such a terrible, terrible Maisa? Rabbi killed Reb Zeira? The whole Gemara is a very, very muddled Gemara. It doesn't make sense. The dialogue, the conversation doesn't seem to make any sense. And we'll see, the Rebbe is going to shed light in a very, very beautiful way and what the Gemara is doing. Zuck the Rebbe like this. We have to understand it. The Eich Ef Shalaymar, She Rabbe Nichshal Be'inyin, She Afilu Avizrayid, the Shvichas Damim Rachman Al-Tzan. Right, he actually killed him, he burned him back alive, but it's for sure Shvichas Damim, right? If you look at the R on the bottom, he writes that even though he became drunk, right, in the R number 4, Harei Adam Mu'ad La'ilam, U'b'chal Eif and Pashit, Shalai Nichal Rabbe Zeh Afilu B'shay Geba'inis. And where does he say? Ulaheir Sher Rabba Amar, and he brings out the Gemara that we learned in Perak Aleph and Tanya, and again in Perak Yud Gimel. Kegoyin and Albeinani, Re'ei Tanya, Perak Aleph, Vesham Perak Yud Gimel. So again, Ashkach, we just finished Perak Yud Gimel, and that's why I felt that this is the proper Seichah to learn, because I was looking at different Seichahs, and when, once I saw the Sa'ara, I said, okay, this is the Hamshech to everything we just did. Is this Seichah? Fine, that's what he says. B'chadush Agadis Marsha, Bevar, Shalaya, Yekan Inin Shabdisa Mamash. But the Marsha learns that Avadi didn't kill him. Shachtik Apshuti, they didn't actually get up and kill him. Elo Ke'in Shachti, the Agvare Chamra. Even though by the Sudav HaChashverosh it was Ein Einus, by the Sudav Rabba it was Geish Einus, and he forced Reb Zeira to drink more than he was able to handle. And what happened was, Ad Shechalav Anat Alamas, he passed out from drinking too much. That Rabba caused Reb Zeira to drink too much, and he made him pass out. The Yavid says also, Rabba didn't kill Reb Zeira. It's crazy to say that. Ella, Bachizis and Ayim. The Yavitz learns that he did some sort of trick. He did some sort of shtick that it made it look, it was like a perm shtick. He made it look like Reb Zeira died, and the people around thought that Reb Zeira died, and then he revealed that it wasn't really real, and he was able to show that it was just a perm shtick. After Reb Zeira nispo mehem, lovish charadav and his alf merev daige, he also got so afraid because of what he saw, the sachizanayim, that even Reb Zeira also fainted from the pachet of what it looked like, that it looked like he died. But that's the way the Marsha, what's trying to be matchit, the Gemara Avada doesn't mean the Rabbah actually killed Reb Zeira. Avanoisef al zeh, he brought him back alive, which is mavur in the Gemara that he was actually dead, because the next day he brought him back alive. Even if you're going to say that Lamaisa, the only thing he did is that he pushed him to drink more than he should have, and he made him so drunk that he was lying on the floor and he passed out, and he was carved Lamisa, like the Marsha writes. That's also not a good thing to say about Rabba, right? That's also not good. The Anhaga of Rabba, the Seif, Hizika Dover, the Biyasa Sher Reb Zeira. You should have been careful and made sure that, yes, you're getting drunk, but make sure that the people around you are able to handle the amount of alcohol you're giving them. Shezeh Issa Shel Torah, Lichba Bechaver, Be'ezo Eifen Shehu, Ubefrak Kanal, for sure to the point that it got him so sick that he was lying on the floor. So how is it Chayach that Rabba would do something like this, either to kill him or to get him so sick? How is it Chayach? So the Chuvas Chassam Sofer writes, Mekasha Zesh Shachta Ra'ab Reb Zeira, Mdivra Gemara, Hay Man, the Ma'adim Yegover Ashadama, the person that's born in the mazel of Adam, right? There's different mazels that are born. Person is born in that mazel is going to be a person who shefich tam. Amar Rabba says, Anaba Ma'adim, I was born in the mazel of Ma'adim. And therefore, Zakta Chassam Sofer, that this is why Rabba actually, you find this mice of Rabba being involved in some aspect of Shvichas Damim. Some Sofer also learns wasn't Pashas, but because this is the Metzias of where Rabba came from, and therefore it was Shaykh that Rabba was over in such a Zach. But again, it's also the Pashas that doesn't help the Shaila, right? It just means that they're able to understand how Rabba did it. Avroy Yavit Shekasev, that Avada, even if he did it, right? He's about to bring down the, he brings down the right out. Avroy Yavit Shekasev, Avodam Vada Lushafach Rabba. The Yavetz refers to this Gemara as well. It says Avadi didn't kill him, even if that was his teva, even if his nature was to be somebody who's killing. But David HaMelech said that, also in that nature, and overcame that nature. Avadi couldn't kill him. Like the Rambam writes Mefurish, says Rabbi still has Bechir Chavshes. Yes, you're born in a mazel which makes you naturally more inclined to kill people than an average person. But that doesn't mean you can go ahead and kill people. You're not an Einus. You're still Bechir Chavshes. The person has the kaiches to be able to overcome his teva. For sure, by Rabba, which again, Rabba's the tzaddik. For sure, Rabba wouldn't kill Rabbi Zera. Again, this, he's just asked Nakasha and just proving that the Marsha, the Chedusha Goddess, and the Yavitz, they're all a deichik to be able to understand the Gemara, but the Gemara still doesn't read in the simple way based on the way the Gemara is supposed to be. Be'yaser Tumua. And what's even more tumua is that the hemshech of the sipur also doesn't make sense. The shana amar lei neisimar v'nevet suit this sperm b'hadi adadi. The next year, Rabbi comes along and Rabbi says, "Come along, let's make a suit." The kloimar loizu b'vad shalem etzina v'gemar shrabbi yasa tshuva. Why don't Rabbi do tshuva on ma'isazu? Ella oidzais. Not only did he not do tshuva, he wanted to do the same thing again. Shal shana haba shuv hisman es rab zera l'chaygig. He invited him again to make the party. Even though he should have known that it's going to happen what happened the previous year, that it's possible he's going to end up killing him. But if this is his teva, but if this is when he was born, he's born in a mazel, that means that it's more shaykh to kill him. So why would Rabba go ahead and invite him? Like we mentioned also, his asiba shrab zera loinana lazmanasa sharaba. The reason why Rabbi Zera said he's not going to come is because would have shown up to the party again. Even though Rabbi Zera said there's a real fear that I may get killed again. Rabbi Zera said I have no problem showing up. The only reason we just didn't know if tchias meisim is going to happen again. Why did Rabbi Zera agree to do that again, to show up to a party that you know the guy's probably going to kill you? You're just nervous about tchias meisim? Again, the whole story is a very, very difficult story to understand, and these are part of the kashas that we have. Hine, so mitzina bebiurim. Derech hadrush v'asayid. Those that explain it al pisayid shesiprazu ifsim kam rabba v'shachta v'bzera. It's meramz l'nyanim ruchniim. It doesn't mean that lamaisa they were involved in an actual maisa of shchita. It was just it's meramz l'nyanim ruchniim. Lefize efshalem ishenan al moshav avad. It's similar to the way we find the rabba barbechana, the gemaras in bava basra. There also there's gemaras over there which are clearly only mishalem. They can be understood as simply talking about people, you know, on the back of a whale that's the size of a city. Clearly, those are things that are not to be understood in a simple way, and therefore, there are those that explain that the whole thing just means adarach mashal. It doesn't mean lamaisa. Shabsugi the rabba barbachana shemeshalom or mazman yanim ruchnim bleishi iru b'payal bagash. Misalva ein lafarish kein beninenu. That's good when you're talking about rabba barbachana, because those gemaras are not halachic gemaras. Those are gemaras which the whole sugis of rabba barbachana are agadata. So in agadata, it's shaykh to say that yes, it's a mashal. But over here, our sugi and zayin amid beis is not the agadatas of mesechtes megillah. It's the chiyuv of mesechtes megillah. Chayiv initial besumei pray is a chiyuv. It's halach and shulchan aruch. Right, it can't be just a mashal. It's brought as a hemshech to a psak halacha. Every story that's brought as a hemshech in the gemaras, which are talking about halachas, have to be a halachic story. Either there as a maisa to back up the halacha, or like the Ram learns, that's a maisa to be soisa the gemara. But you can't say that the story is just a mashal, because then it wouldn't be brought and over here. It would be brought maybe in the gadas of mesechtas megillah, but not on daf zayin amid beis. Mekivin shebedurim beinin shen halacha, akarchik tzarich lifrish shesipazu kipshuta. You have to explain that this maisa is a pashat the maisa. Rabba got up and Rabba killed Reb Zera. V'loy beruach. And it didn't happen in Ruchnias. And like we mentioned the Ran before, Hutaka learns this Maisa as a Maisa which is coming to be Saisa Dalacha. Sheveyu Daha Kasav Rabbeinu Ephraim, Mehu Avdu the Kurban Abba Veshachtel Rab Zera, Itchila Memor de Rava. It's coming to be Doicha, the Memor of Rava, Lesilchas Kavasei. We're coming to prove that we do not paska like Rava, Velav Shapra, Dama Lemevet Hachi, person should not get chicker. And the biggest riot is, look what happened to even somebody like Rabba that he killed Rab Zera. Muchach. The Ran obviously is clearly learning, or Ben Ephraim is clearly learning, the Balamar is clearly learning that this story is a halachic story. It's not a gadata story. It's not there is a mashal. It's not there is an inyan ruchni. It's something that actually happened that Rabba killed Reb Zera. That the story is shasipar the Rabba Reb Zera kapshutai benigram hezikler Reb Zera. If the Ran and the Balma are and Rabbein Ephraim learned that it's a mashal, so then you can't say that you can't say you deicha the halacha because of a mashal. It's a mashal. It's something which means some aspect of ruchnias. But if it only meant that, then obviously you can't be seiser a halacha because of that. And therefore, it's clear from the placement of this story in the Gemara that you can't just touch it up and just say it's a mashal. It's something which you have to understand that not al pi pashtos l'chayra, and the mashal also learns it. The mashal very often learns that God does al pi mashalim and al pi inyanim. Over here, the mashal doesn't learn that. He's doichet to me that he didn't kill him, that he almost killed him. But the mashal doesn't explain this as some inyan ruchni. He says no, it happened. It's a real story that happened because the mashal understands that even though it's mashal chadusha gadus, but the mashal understands that this is a halachic gemara and not a gemara which is just a gemara which is a mashal. So Adkan the Shailas on the Gemara, and again, he was matcha any way of just being able to teach up the Gemara as simply being a mashal or simply being something which is, you know, not kapi pashtos, because the simplistic reading of the Gemara is that it's a real story that really happened that Rabbi killed Abzer. Ulechein never loymer. Therefore, is machadish the following. L'chein nor alaymer shesiper zeh hayik apshutai. Rabba actually killed Abzera. Shekatayitsa me'matzav shel ifsin. Because of the fact that Rabba and Abzera got drunk, nigmara al yidei Rabba misik apshut al Abzera, Abzera actually died. When we come makam, hayis misa zu, bu'ayfin kazeh, she'ein v'shum srach, afilu shel shvich hazdam, oibachal eze inibolti ratzi. Even though Rabba got up and killed Abzera, we're going to be machadish. The way he's going to explain it is that he didn't do anything wrong, and Rav Zera wasn't against anything that happened. And the biggest right is Rav Zera was even willing to come back to the suit the next year because everything that took place was all with the rutzen of Rav Zera, and there was nothing bad, nothing negative about what Rabbah did. He didn't make him drink more than he should have. He didn't actually get up and check him. Nothing that he did was wrong. Everything was done built. Everything, there was no Indian that was done built. He was very happy to go back and go through the whole story with this killing, which we'll see in a minute what that means. With the killing, he was happy to do it again. So what exactly took place? That which it says by Mises Nadav Naviyu. Shemavur b'chazal that the meisu mipnei shisu yayin nechnas l'mikdash, because they went in drunk when they came into the base of Mikdash. Shemisa zuhi kshura v'shtir yayin yosem edai. This chiyav came because they drank wine yosem edai. Because the chiyav, many learned that this isser of drinking, of going in as a shisu yayin, was only mischadish after Nadav Naviyu went in and died. That's where the parsha came. After Mises Nadav Naviyu, that's where the bunch of them spoke to Moshe and Aaron and told them that there's an isser for a kohen to go in when he's drunk. But prior to that, l'chayr, there was no isser done. However, afal pikein, based on the fact that they went into shisu yayin, either they should have understood it on their own, or we'll see the other way of understanding al pipnimius, they should have, the level that they got to when they got shikr, caused them to die. Why? If you do atmiya, first because of Shemaisha Amal Aaron, if you tell me that they stam got drunk, that Nadav Naviyu stam, they didn't have covered for the Mishkan, then it doesn't stem with the Nadav Naviyu that we know. The pasuk says beforeish, who is Shadibra Hashem Loimer, but Kroivaya Kadesh, Upirish Rashi, Achshav Raya Ani, Shem Gedoilu Mimenim Cha. Moshe Rabbeinu says that, not in a way of another, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, the MS, to Aaron Akain, I see that your children that died, Nadav Naviyu, were greater and are greater than me and you, than Moshe and Aaron. The case said, Itachin Shay, Etzam Dever Bilti Ratzi, Ubifrat Ad Kol Kach, and Ad Kadekach, Shenechas Amikdash Shesu Yayin, to say that another of you stam got shikr and went into the Mishkan like that, without the proper covenant, and they're greater than Moshe and Aaron, it's also, again, the same way Rabbah gets drunk and kills Abzera because he gets drunk, and that doesn't make any sense based on who we know Rabbah is, Kavachimer, Ben Benesha Kavachimer, to say that Nadav and Aviyu, which are greater than Moshe and Aaron, Stam got shikr and walked into the Mishkan without proper covet, it also doesn't make sense. But Afal Pikein, Chazal say the reason why, Shesu Yayin, Nechas Mikdash. So how do you answer that, Stira? And once we see that, the way the Aruch Haim explains it over there, we'll be able to then plug it back into Rabbah and Abzera. Writes the following: Nadav Naviyu Mesu Bnei Goydel Chukasim Leskar of Lakadosh Baruch Hu. The Nadav Naviyu didn't die in a way that they got killed. They died because of the chuka and the gaguim that they had. They got carved. They got carved to Rabban Shlom. Shloi Nimnu Mekarv Ladvekas Neimus Arevis Yedidus Chavivus Neshikas Mesikas. Beautiful lashon of the Aruch Haim. Yeah, Shloi Nimnu Mekarv Ladvekas Neimus Arevis Yedidus Chavivus Neshikas Mesikas. Just from reading the words of the Aruch Haim. One more time. They didn't stop themselves from getting karev. Ledvekas, neimus, arevus, ledidus, chavivus, neshikas, mesikas. Ad klois nefesh mehem. Right. This is the level that Adam and Eve had. It's such a klois nefesh. The words klois nefesh literally mean that your neshama leaves you. That you get to such a place of your neshama parcha neshmasa. That your neshama leaves your body in a way that it happened by Matan Torah. That it's the gili of the neshama becomes so strong that the guf is not able to contain it anymore. Like the Ramah very famously writes, Mafli la asayis, the biggest pella is that the Baruch Hu is able to take something infinite and put it inside of a finite guf. That your neshama is able to be together with your guf, that's the biggest pella. Mafli la asayis is going, the Ramah learns, on the neshama together with the guf. There is a moment that a person is able to get to, another one of you got to this, that the neshama left the guf. The neshama said, its desire to get close to the Baruch Hu was so strong. The Baal Tanya brings down the mashal of the ner, which is trying to jump off of the candle, even though it's going to lose its ability to be able to shine, because it wants to attach itself to something bigger. Another one of you said, we want to be carved Hashem, we want to be Davak Hashem, even though we're not going to be alive anymore.
They won't experience it either.
They're not looking to experience it. They're looking to be davuk, to lose themselves in Ein Sof. That's what they're looking to do. To be davuk to the Rebbeim out of the besikos. They're not looking. If you want to experience it, that's you experiencing it. Experience, right? That's not the ultimate bittul. This is bittul.
What about how you say that the reason why you don't actually have place enough to get until there?
It's because we'll see in a minute that the ultimate goal is to live in this world. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants to make a shechina, you know, dear b'tachtainim. The goal is to be down here. But what, and this is part of what another interview did wrong, is the fact that they had such a close nefesh that the mamash had a close nefesh. That the desire to get close to their Hashem caused them to actually have close nefesh. To actually have such a dveikus that they lost themselves. And that's not Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is you should be a neshama inside of a guf to make it dear b'tachtainim. That you should be living here with bechira, to be living with the body, with the yetzahara, with the guf, to be living in olam hazeh, and nevertheless to be able to be carved Hashem. But they got to such a level of desire to be davak to Hashem, there is mamish klaysa nefesh. Goloshan akasim, but kervasim of nei Hashem, vayumusu. They were karif to Hashem, vayumusu. Shesibus misasim. You know why they died? Kervasim of nei Hashem. Because they came close to Hashem, not just the fact that they walked into the Mishkan, which is the pashas of what the pasuk means. Kervasim of nei Hashem means because of their kervas to Hashem. Because of how close they came to Hashem, they lost their neshama, got taken out of their body. That's the way Chazal already learned, the way the Misa happened. There was a Misa which the Neshama was sort of sucked out of the body in a way of Klaysa Nefesh, that the Neshama got taken out, the body wasn't touched b'chlal, and the bodies remained totally whole because the Neshama just got taken out of the body. V'zo gama piwish, so I, what does it mean to suyayin? So how could you have, on the one hand, to tell me they're drunk, but you tell me they were so carved to Rabbanu Shalom that they became davak to Rabbanu Shalom in a way that it was Klaysa Nefesh. How does that fit with Shesu Yayin? It's like the Rebbe, very simply. V'zeo Pibush, the Shesu Yayin, Nechon Tzul HaMikdash. That's what it means, Shesu Yayin. Hakavana b'yayin hi, let's say this Apnimius HaTayri. Yayin means, Nechon Sayin, Yasa Sayin. Yayin always represents the Indian of Sayin. Yayin represents the Indian of that which is a real secret, right? The Gematria of Yayin is Said, Nechnas Yayin, Yatsa Said. When wine comes in, Said comes down. The Kamoisha Yayin Gashmi, Megalas Atam and Belibish Al Adam. The same way wine Gashmi reveals that which is hidden inside of a person. Right, and wine also comes from that which is tamen inside of the grape. Right, wine, the whole idea of, hey, you make wine is you have to squeeze it out of the grape. Nechnas yayin yotze soyit, to be able to bring it out. Kena beruchnias, she yeinoi shel Torah. There's something called, you know, the lechem of Torah. There's a regular aspect of Torah. Loi rav lechem, loi shasa lamayim. There's a regular lechem and mayim of Torah. And then there's yeinoi shel Torah, the wine of Torah. What is the wine of Torah? The wine of Torah is pnimis haTorah. Hanu gilu soydes haTorah. That's pnimis haTorah, soydes haTorah, the deep secrets of Torah. She su yayin moira agoy. They had such a level of revelation of Pnimius HaTorah ad l'matzav shaklois ha-nefesh, that when they were learning the Lechem and the Mayim, that kept them grounded. You're learning Halacha, you're learning Gemara. Those are things that keep a person grounded. They, Nadav and Avihu, had such a desire to get close to their Rabbanu Shalom. They learned Pnimius HaTorah in such a way that they got to the level of klois ha-nefesh. The Kamoish Shesu Yayin Kepshutai Harei Yayin Gerim L'Bitel HaChushim. What happens when a person gets drunk? You lose your chushim. You lose your guf. Your guf is no longer important. If somebody hits you when you're drunk, it doesn't hurt you. Why? Because your regular chushim, your regular instincts, they're all dulled. Your regular natural instincts, your animalistic instincts that come from the nefesh b'hamis, all of your teva becomes dulled. You do things that you wouldn't naturally normally do because of your nefesh b'hamis. All of that gets, the nefesh b'hamis goes to sleep and it's not acting in the regular way, which means the guf is not functioning in the regular way that the guf should be. And the melo, when it comes to the aspect of yenish al Torah, the same thing happens. When a person learns this aspect of Pnimius HaTorah, of the Seidus of Torah, of Nichna saying Yatsa Seid, which again, they're high, on a level higher than Moshe and Aaron, what happens at that moment is that there's a revelation of something which causes that the guf also becomes batal. The same way when a person gets shikr, the guf becomes batal. When a person gets shikr with Pnimius HaTorah, the guf also becomes batal. That a person gets to the level of Bittal B'Metzias, Bittal Ayesh, where there is no existence anymore, that they themselves, who they are, what they want, their ego, everything becomes totally batal, and they're able to become, to rise to a level which is above, to rise to a level which the ikur zach becomes the neshama and not the guf. When a person's shakua in yena shel Torah specifically, that causes nechon yisayin yotze soid, and that causes it that the neshama, it's what the Zohar Kaddish calls the shmasa deraisa. The Zohar Kaddish calls regular Torah guf and deraisa, and he calls pnimis haTorah neshmasa deraisa, which means there's a guf and the neshama. The more a person's involved in learning pnimis haTorah, the more the neshmasa deraisa arouses inside of him his own neshama, and that causes that the neshama is then misgaber on top of the guf, And that becomes the ikar as opposed to the guf. Mela, what it means, su yayin, it doesn't just mean kapashas. We'll see that it means kapashas as well also. But what it means to su yayin, the reason why they died is because they were involved in yayin shal Torah, in pnimis ha Torah, and that caused them to abitul achushim ka gadol gilu shal the chuka. It caused such a bitul b'metzias, such a bitul ayesh, that they got to the level there was no guf anymore, and then Hashem left the guf. Ulakach la'achem urazeh is hiratar yain v'shech alteish. She iser lishtoiz yain derech shechusay. She zeh nirmaz shekashoysim yain b'toira. Say this v'razen dayright the Toira. The Torah is telling you that it looks very nice. What Nadav and Avihu did looked very spiritual, but that's not the goal. The goal is not to get to the place of Klaysa Nefesh. The goal is to have a Dior B'tachtonim. The goal is that Yinashama remains inside of the Guf. Which means they were on a level which what they did was a very, very spiritual thing, but it wasn't Ratzon Hashem. Right, so which means what they their ability to be able
maybe
to get
to
a
higher level, but that's it's not.
No, or could be Moshe, but it wasn't just referring to this mice. It could be referring to in general, but Pasha is referring to this mice and saying what they got, the level they got to was a greater level of Dveikas in a way, but that wasn't the ultimate taina. The Svarim say that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. And after Klal Yisrael in Sefer Devarim, when Moshe Ben is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael, and he's saying that he went up to the Har after Har Sinai, Moshe Ben says, "Mayim lechem leichalte, mayim leishasisi." Pashas is just talking about the fact that he went up to Shemayim. But the Svarim learned, the Pilish Svarim learned that he was telling Klal Yisrael as a chasaron that I have to go up and be in Shemayim and not be able to eat lechem and mayim, which means I was acting like a malach, and that's not Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is I should be down here in this world. So you caused me to go up to Shemayim again for another 40 days. I would have stayed down here in this world, and that's the ikra avoid is to be have a dirbat achtanim. So what they got to looks very beautiful, looks very spiritual, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is not to be sitting on top of a mountain. Tachlis is to make a dirbat achtanim. So what they did was a klaysa nefesh, and it came about because of yayin yain shel Torah. But the next pasuk says that what they did was wrong. Yain v'shecher yain v'shecher al teish. Don't drink yain v'shecher. And that's why if you look at the R number 20, he says that's why the pasuk says v'yikrevu eish zara. What does it mean that we're makar of eish zara? How does that fit in with everything? What was the eish zara? Doesn't mean an eish zar like an avayda zara. Ki im b'yachas la'inyan ha'mishkan. It was zar to the Indian of the Mishkan. What's the Indian of the Mishkan? The whole idea of the Mishkan is v'asali mikdash v'shechanti b'saychem. That's the shpitz dir b'tachtoinim is the shechina. So what they did was that an eish that was zar to the concept of the Mishkan. This is the chanukas ha'mishkan. What they do? They did the opposite of what the whole Mishkan is meant to be. The whole Mishkan is meant to be v'shechanti b'saychem, making a dir b'tachtoinim of the Rabban Shem shechina down here. What they did was they went up there. What you did was very beautiful. It's very spiritual. It's very lofty, but it's not Rasan Hashem. Rasan Hashem is the Yidavka down here. The Yidavka able to be Meshach Elakus down to this world and not to leave. So Memela, what they did was very, very good. But Lamaisa, that wasn't the ultimate. Ki yidua pirish bezeh shaknisa lapard. The Gemara talks about arba nichnas lapard. The Gemara says arba. Nichnas lapardes, and three of them came out not okay, and only Rabbi Kiva was nichnas b'shalom v'yatzah b'shalom, and the swarm of medayik, the chabad swarm of medayik, that the lashon of the Gemara doesn't just say it was yatzah b'shalom, which means the chayyur they all went in b'shalom, and only one of them came out b'shalom. So that's not what it says about Rabbi Kiva. It says Rabbi Kiva was nichnas b'shalom v'yatzah b'shalom. Why? Because the way Rabbi Kiva went into the paradise was in a way that he would be able to get out of the paradise as well. Rabbi Kiva understood that the ikr is to make a dir b'tachtonim. So the ikr is not to be ben zayim ben azah, not to be acher, but the ikr is to be able to come down here. So memela, Rabbi Kiva was nichnas b'shalom, and memela is yatzah b'shalom. Shalom means to be shlemus. Shalom means to be able to have shlemus between the guf and the neshama. That's the maila of Rabbi Kiva, which again is a long sugya. Why dafka Rabbi Kiva? But that's the sugya of Rabbi Kiva to be nichnas b'shalom v'yatzah b'shalom. V'tzarich liya is ba'ifin shel nichnas b'shalom v'yatzah b'shalom. Kidu apirish b'zeh shaknisa l'pardes tzarich liyach b'shalom. The way you go in needs to be b'shalom, but if in kaze shemavadei tiyatzia b'shalom neshamas begufam. So what Nadav and Avihu did was great, as long as you're able to come back down. If you can't land, if you can't be rutz b'shav, if you can't come back down from that high, then it's not the ultimate. If after Yom Kippur you can't go down to Sukkos, then you don't live Yom Kippur properly. You have to go into Yom Kippur with the ability to be able to draw Yom Kippur down to Sukkos. Otherwise, you didn't do things properly. Every aliyah that a person does, the goal of going up is then to be able to come back down. Right? That's why we mentioned a while ago. Tver Shlomo writes on the Akedah. Now when Avram Avinu went up to the Akedah, Avram Avinu said he's taking Yitzchak, and he told Yishmael and Eliezer, me and Yitzchak are going off in Ishtachav and Shuvah Aleichem. and then we're going to come back to you. So Pasha says he was saying a nevuah, he didn't understand it. He said they're both coming back to you. But the Tver Shlomo learns that v'neshuva aleicha means that we're going to go up, we're going to come back down. That don't think they're having such an aliyah that we're going to get to that level where Yitzhak Avinu is going to die. No, faker. We understand that the ikra avoida is that you're going to go up and you're going to be able to come back down. V'neshuva aleicha is part of the tzivah of what the akedah has to be. That if the akedah is just a klaysa nefesh, that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is we're going to go up v'neshtachave, and then we're going to be v'neshuva aleicha. Then we're going to be able to come back down and be able to bring whatever we got up on the mountain, up on Har Abayis, to be able to bring it back down. So that's the way the Aruch Hayim learns what happened to an Adon Navi. It wasn't Chalila did anything wrong in the simple way of doing something wrong, but it did something wrong in not understanding what Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is making a deal with Tachtonim, drawing down Elokos down to this world, down to the Olam HaGashmi, down to a Guf, down to Olam HaZeh, to Olam HaSiyah, and not trying to transcend it, but trying to leave Olam HaSiyah and to get to a place of Klos HaNefesh. It doesn't mean that they didn't actually drink wine. The pasuk says the pasuk doesn't mean that you can't just be involved in previous Torah. The pasuk ain't a pasuk yaitz b'dei pshutei. You can't take the mikra out of b'dei pshutei. And the pasuk also means literally that you can't drink wine. The imkain al karchach tzarich lemer she gam eitz another aviyoy inyan shal shtiyas yain gam bagashmis. In gashmis was drinking of wine, and in ruchnis v'yesh lemer pir shadram. What does that mean? That in gashmis and in ruchnis, how do these two things connect? She eitz another van aviyu. The drinking of wine that they did was in order to be able to reveal the Pnimius HaTorah. The fact that we find big tzaddikim, the Taka got shikr, they drink a tremendous amount by a Suda. The reason why they're doing this is all Hashem Shemayim. Why? It makes them very happy, and it's mevatel the guf. They end up saying Torah, and the Torah begins to pour from them like that Yainer Shal Torah Nichnasa and Yotzei Soid, and they're able to reveal things which they can't reveal when they're sober. So there is a concept of a tzaddik drinking wine in order to be able to attach himself to Pnimius HaTorah, in order to then be able to be involved in that avoda of Ruchnius of Nichnasa and Yotzei Soid. So what takes place on a Gashmi level of Nichnasa and Yotzei Soid is there in order to be able to reveal the ultimate Soid, which is Soidus HaTorah. So the drinking that tzaddikim do, another one of you did, was a drinking in order to be able to reveal their own pnimius, to be able to be magala, that level of klois nefesh, to be mevatel the guf, which is normally gets in the way of klois nefesh, in order to then be able to get to the level of another one of you had a klois nefesh to be able to die. So there was a pashtus of drinking, and then there was also the ruchnius aspect that came out of, was a direct result of the gashmius drinking, which was the ruchnius drinking of nechnesan yotzesei.
You need the pashtus, you need the drinking to mevatel the guf.
Right, exactly. That gets the guf out of the way, which means why don't we all reach klaysa nefesh every time we daven? Because the guf doesn't want to do that. There's a fight at every moment between the guf and the neshama. The guf stopping it. So they drank for the point of nechazan yatzasay to get the real pnimis of who they are, the neshama, the chelik alekami mal, who they are out, and the guf out of the way. And that way, the gashmius drinking of nechazan yatzasay led to the ruchnius drinking, which is nechazan yatzasay, which meant that the soid, which is the neshama, which the soid, the Gemara Bracha says is the soid, it's that which is hidden, that which became hidden became revealed, and the guf was totally bottled. I'm a mela shal yidei mishte yayin yatzur divrei Torah v'nikra soid v'chein ha yeitz another v'aviyu shei kedushim b'yosef yosef b'kroy v'akadesh. How they do that? Shal yidei sheshasu har b'yosef medai, by drinking more than they should have. Niglu etzlam razi atayra ad shegiu l'kleis nefesh, till they got to the place of kleis nefesh. Adkan the Aruch Hayim, again with a little hisafa. Adkan the Aruch Hayim's understanding of nothing of you. Zakel l'bavitcher Rebbe. Now we can understand how you're able to be makasha that to our whole story, and we'll see it fits in beautifully between the whole story of Kam Rabba v'shafta Rav Zeira. Al pize yesh leimar shezoy segam sibis misis Rav Zeira. That's why Rav Zeira died also. Shoyse al derech misis nadav neviu. Wasn't a regular misa. It was a misa al derech nadav neviu. The mashakasev shachtei hanu kumei shakasev marsha. The agvarei chamer lishis yesh medai. Like the marsha writes that he drank more than he should have. The chalov and not the lamas, and he got close to dying. Loy ayayin agashmi. Alaynu close to nefesh al roiv shisa giloi shayayin shabatera. You know what was taking place by the suda of Rabba and Rav Zeira? Rabba was revealing the deepest secrets. Rabba was being magala seidus atera to the level that the seidus atera that Rabba was magala caused Reb Zeira to have a klesa nefesh. And it caused Reb Zeira to die physically. The same another one of you who died, it caused Reb Zeira to mamash have a klesa nefesh to the point that he mamash died. When we call makayim, that doesn't mean that there wasn't actual drinking, again, like by another one of you. Because again, like we said, that it can't just be understood as a mashal, it's a loche kamara. There was a drinking of wine, actually. Not like the mashal learns that he got sick, he died. Reb Zeira actually died, the same another one of you physically died. Pure than neshama and a guf mamish. The neshama left the guf leirak as alphas. Not just that it was a fainting, rather mamish left. Lachain tzavar leilu Rabbeinu Ephraim. Shmenei of the rabbi of Zera. But talchiv lebesumei. Rabbeinu Ephraim born on the Ran. And the Balaam Arsay, look at the story, look what happened. Rabba, again, it wasn't just a mashal. Rabba literally, because of the wine, ended up being Magala Saidis that were too difficult or too high for Reb Zeira to be able to be masig. And because of that, that caused Reb Zeira to have a klesa nefesh and it caused Reb Zeira to die. Ulafiza Movan Hatev, Shainkanav is right, Shoshvichas Dabma Chasvashalom. He didn't get up and shech them with a knife. If other Rabba would never do that. Rabba is a tzaddik. Rabba would never go ahead and kill anybody by the suit. The same way none of us would ever do that. Kavachem Rabba would never do that. It wasn't a Shvichas Dabma Mamash. Shrei Hamisa. What he did was he taught the secrets of Torah that Rabbah was Magala by the Purim Suda were too lofty and too high for Reb Zeira to be able to be Masik and it caused him to have a Klais Nefesh. That's why the Lashon is Nishtakru, they both became Shikr. Hainu, which means the Pashas of the story is only that Rabbah became Shikr. Right, that's the parshas. That's the main part of the story. Rabba became shikr, and he killed Reb Zeira. Why do they both have to become shikr? Because that's the point. The point is, Hainu she Rabba and Reb Zeira shneim nishtakru. They both got drunk. Umashpa she shikr shneim grumel lekam Rabba v'shachta Reb Zeira. If only Reb Zeira would have gotten drunk, then Rabba would have never killed him, because then Reb Zeira would have been revealed secrets according to the Pnimius of his own neshama. It was because Rabba got shikr and Reb Zeira got shikr, which means that Rabba was Magal to Reb Zeira, the Seidus al Torah that Rabba knew, which is on a greater level clearly than Reb Zeira's level. And then Mela, Rabba now caused that the Seidus of Torah that he was Magala caused Reb Zeira to have a Klesa Nefesh. Mela caused Gambisis Reb Zeira, Haishim Nesha Gila Masa Shashachas Mavil, Klesa Nefesh Allah Adam Kanal. Elish is Zen Nasaboy Al Yede Rabba. Come Rabba Vishach Torzeh, Kadaman Sevav. As we'll see why specifically Rabba causes Reb Zeira. Is that Taychna Shal Sipa Sharabba Vizera of the Sudas Purim Mahadi This is what now we understand the story. The context of the story was a Sudas Purim with actual drinking of wine. The pashas of the story was they actually sat down and drank wine. But the Shtiyah Sheyayin Shalahem, when they drank wine, why Rabba and Reb Zeira drinking wine? Because they wanted to get to what the Shlah is talking about. Nechnasein Yotzasayid. They wanted to be Megala Pnimiyas HaTorah. They wanted to be Megala the Seidus of Torah, the Yenish of Torah. They wanted to get to the greatest Asagas. They were able to get to the Asagas of Matan Torah. To be able to do Kimu V'Kibla Mashi Kiblu Kfar. To be able to get to that level, which is Mamash Matan Torah, to be able to reveal Matan Torah again. Shabbat Toich Mishte Yayin is Gala Etzlam Yayin Shabbat Torah. They revealed Yayin Shabbat Torah. Razi HaTorah, the secrets of Torah. The Chain Hoya. And the Taka happened. They talk about Matzliach. By the Suda sperm to get to the level. Shaiyidei shtiyasim esuda zu nigla etzam soidus v'rozei atorin nalam b'yoser. Ad the tachas hila the adla yada. They got to the level of mamish adla yada, which means the pnimis of terror became revealed in a way of adla yada way beyond that which they're able to normally be masig and normally to be able to understand. Aval, the only problem was avshashnei mishtachru. So everything's going well. They drink by the Suda. They both get drunk. And the secrets of Torah are spilling across the table, and all the deepest secrets of the Torah are being revealed at that problem. The problem is aval af. Shame Nishtakru, become Markam Rak, Eitzel Reb Zeira, Bum is a Klaisa Nefesh Mamish. Only by Reb Zeira did it cause a Klaisa Nefesh, which means his Kash is very Pasha. If they were revealing secrets of Torah, they both should have died. It's if not the Menavi both died, not only one of them died. And Rabba caused Reb Zeira. So why did after Rabba Reb Zeira?
Vatam. He was on a higher level.
Oh, so very good. Vatam, Ki Rabba, Hele Seichel Rav Yaser. Rabba was on a greater level than Reb Zeira. Meichan the Gadus, Ulachain Hayu Yachel. Rabba was on a greater madrega. His kalim were bigger to be able to be masig the sides of Torah and still remain down here in a guf. Rabba, that's their names. What are their names? Rabba means big. Reb Zeira means small. Zeira means small. Rabba killed Reb Zeira because the secrets that Rabba was able to be masik, his keli was much bigger. The secrets that Rabba was able to be masik were on a much greater level than Reb Zeira. So Rabba was just saying that which fit with him. Rabba wasn't really doing anything wrong. He wasn't. All he was doing was revealing secrets. The problem was he had amaretz, you know, so to speak, in his level by the table. And the amaretz, again, not chalil to call Reb Zeira amaretz, but relative to Rabba's level, it was on a much lower level. Zeira was small. And the male of the secrets of Torah that Rabba revealed by his Suda caused Abzera to die. Mamash calls him to have a parcha neshmasa, and Abzera died because of the secrets. Rabba didn't die, because Rabba was just doing what he was supposed to do. Abzera was probably also revealing secrets, but Rabba was not impressed by Abzera's secrets, because Rabba knew everything plus. So only Rabba, come Rabba, v'shachtel Abzera, Rabba got up, and Rabba killed Abzera.
Abzera understood what Rabba was saying.
Huh? It caught. Well, it was too big. It was too big.
It's mashma, he needed to drink more wine for that, because the mashal says, Agmar Shamar. No?
Yeah, lachar, because again, if in order to reveal that higher level penimius, maybe yeah, it's causing him to drink more. Or the mashal just means that agre chamer means that he caused them to drink a lot of wine, which means gain shel Torah. They're both drinking wine, but in terms of the penimius of Torah, as agre chamer, which means it was a gvura of the wine on top of Reb Zera, which means it was too much. He couldn't handle it. The secrets are too big. The pasha went out of, like, literally the words. He went out of his kelim. The pasha went out of his kelim. He lost his kelim, which is the guf, and he lost parcha neshmasa. His guf is neshama. Mamash left his guf. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I think Divrei Yisrael says a similar thing by Tzari Imenu. It says that Tzari Imenu, when the Malach Mavis came back, and the Malach Mavis said that there was an Akeda, so Lashon is Parcha Neshmasa. Chai Sarah comes right after the Akeda. So everybody asks, what do you mean? Sarah, Avram Avinu went ahead and Imam Shechted Yitzhak Avinu. And Tzari Imenu hears about it, and she gets so frightened she dies. There's a lot of pshatim exactly why. But I think the Divrei Yisrael, the Majlis Rebbe says, Parcha Neshmasa, it doesn't mean that she died. She's such a Klaisa Nefesh. She thought that Yitzhak was Maisa Nefesh. She wanted so much to be part of that Mesirus Nefesh. The Lashon of Rashi is Parcha Neshmasa. Her Neshama flew out of her. She means she got to the level of Klaisa Nefesh. She wanted to be like Yitzhak Sakeda. She didn't chap that Yitzhak came back down. Yitzhak was Ratz Vashav. The Yitzhak didn't actually die. It was Kam Rabbi Shach the Lerb Zera. Avram Avinu didn't actually Shecht Yitzhak Avinu. And Mela didn't get to the level of Klaisa Nefesh. But that's what Tzari Minu
had. Another view, they weren't learning from anybody. They were what they did. They already had the knowledge of what they had. They were just getting to go out of the way, right? Over here, you're saying that Rabba was teaching Reb Zera so much that he couldn't accept it.
Couldn't have, right? Meaning,
not everybody who gets drunk and gets to that level has place in Nefesh, right? There's a Madrega, which is what they did wrong, is that they
went too far.
They lost focus.
Right.
Rabba could have been he was able to stay true to that.
Right. He was able to hold on to that level of Rabba with the.
He's the making handle.
Right.
Why does it
seem that was
the problem? Huh? Because the Maisa, he killed him. Maisa, at the end of the day, Rabba killed Abzera.
So
fine, but at the end of the day, you see what drinking wine caused. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim saying, look.
But it's a whole different.
But doesn't matter. But you see that drinking wine has the capability for tzaddikim to cause something that's terrible to happen. So therefore, we stay away from wine. Again, if it's not understood, I'll be pashtus, then it doesn't make sense. So that's been said, I'll be pashtus. The pashtus is, Rabba killed Abzera. Now, why did he kill him? Not because of the way we understand that he got up with a knife. But the point is that the drinking was the direct result of this Kamra Vizakha. That's where they got to this. So because that's how they got to this, so take out the whole thing. Stop the whole minute.
Why do you need the shikras?
Because they're both revealing secrets.
Only because Rabbi got Zera.
Yeah, Rabbi would have not got shikra. Rabbi would have never revealed the secrets that were too big for Zera.
He
became a mistake, right. It happened by sitting by the Suda. He wasn't planning it. But we'll see. The next year, he was happy to come back. He liked the experience. He thought it was great. Right? We'll see why he didn't come back. But now it's understandable why he invited him back the next. Everything was good. It was the best Purim Suda that I ever had. That the secrets of Torah were so big that they were revealed that there's a Klaisa Nefesh, the Parcha Neshmasa, that he got to the level of Mamash Matan Torah. Kiblu Kimu Vakilu Mashi Kiblu Kfar. He got to the level where there was a Giloy of a Neichev Alekecha so stark that his Guf couldn't handle it. That a Klaisa Nefesh. That's an amazing, amazing level of Purim Suda.
It was
fine, but he was Makabal.
It was
Makabal.
It was never a
L'chayra. He doesn't say that, but L'chayra. Yeah, L'chayra. That's Parcha Neshmasa, is that level.
They wanted they went into the
Mishkan. Right. So let's try to finish. We have two more pages, and then we'll handle it, because it's very, very gishmak. There's a lot to talk about. Al pi avoda, we'll talk about it, and just in his pshat on the Gemara, also very gishmak. Al pi zeh yesh lefarish kum rabba shach lerb zera. The Maisa, what the Rebbe hasn't explained is two words in the Gemara so far. Kum rabba means he got up. What did he get up from? They're revealing sages of the Torah. What's shachta lerb zera? He killed him. The krav halim makatli. He killed him, right? What's shachta? Shachta means he shachted him. Sounds like shachted him with a knife. Isa be gemara zakti gemara and chulin. The murdik gemara ain v'shachad elav amashach. The more of this talking about how you have to kill the animal. Zakti gemara, you have to draw the knife across the animal's neck. You can't just stick it in and stab it and kill both simanim. You have to draw it across the knife. Zakti gemara ain v'shachad elav lasha mashach. Shachat means to draw. Hainu, she'toichen inyan shechita. What's the inyan of shechita al pi pnimius? Meshicha v'allah, she'kein al yidei shechita, makshir mezbeim alachilas adam. What happens when you shecht an animal? What happens when you shecht an animal is you're taking the neshama, the nitzitz elakus, which is inside that animal, where neshama's taka gets stuck inside of animals, and you're raising it up to the level of an adam. How are you allowed to shecht an animal? What's the head to shecht an animal? The reason why you're allowed to shecht an animal is because you're creating a mila to the animal by shechting it. Ein v'shachet el lashamashach. You're drawing out the nitzitz elakus. You're drawing out the ruchnias that's in the animal. That's desire is to get to the place of a human. That's the ultimate desire of every animal, is to be eaten by a human, especially a yid, especially dafka tushita, because that's mamala than a tzitzis in the animal. So ein v'shachet el lashamashach, which again, the Gemara is learning it as the way you have to shecht, but also apipnimius, shachet means mashach. You're drawing the ruchnias out. There's a parchan shmas that's happening by the animal, that's a mila. Which means by a human, you don't want a parchan shmasa. You want the neshama to say in the guf. The ultimate by an animal is fakir, is parchan shmasa. That the neshama leaves and gets elevated to the level of being involved in an adam, a chilasa adam. But ayideza mila mesbehem is suk chai, lusag madaber. Now the animal goes from being a chai to being a madaber. Shanas is damabas, a gubsari damababer. It becomes part of your essence, part of the aspect of a madaber. Kumavor makam mokaimis, shemitam is a hutra tereshchita. That's why the Torah says mutra shchita. Liberty any the tsar balachayim. What about tsar balachayim? It's not tsar balachayim, because what you're doing is makim chalidez and malamis and nishcha, the dragus nalas yesha. What you're giving the animal is something much greater than the temporary pain. You're giving him a spiritual elevation by moving it from a chai to madaber, because the dam is damo and nefesh, and it becomes part of your body, the things that you eat, like we learned in Tanya, and the mela, it gets elevated from being a chai to madaber. So ein v'shachat ela losha mashach. Shita means drawing out. Ube inyanenu, that's what the Gemara in Chula means al pi pnimius. Now back to us. Appears to Rabbi Shachar Rabzera. What does it mean, Rabbi Shachar Rabzera? He drew him out. He drew his neshama out of his guf. Ein v'shachar alasha mashach. Shirabba mashach v'holas Rabzera l'darganala shalai be'erech. He brought him up to his madrega. Rabbi was revealing secrets that weren't kafi erech of Rabzera. Normally what a Rebbe has to do is this, to go down and teach the Talmidim based on their level, maybe a little bit above the level, but teach the Talmidim in a way that's kafi erech. He was teaching him shalai kafi erech. He was teaching him in a way that wasn't kafi erech of what he was able to do. Shalai be'erech. It wasn't be'erech b'chal. Ayideza shegilu loy. Say this, wasn't there? Amukam b'yoyser. Yes, midai. It was too much. Based on, again, there's an erech. Erech means that it's within the ballpark. This wasn't kafiya erech of Reb Zeira Bachlal. It would have been kafiya erech a little bit above. That's normal on part. It was shalai kafiya erech. It was yoyisim idai in a way that was too much that caused him to have a parchan ishmasa. V'dover ze avila klaysa nevish kapshuta mamish k'memanad nevish. So v'shachat means that he drew him out, which means that he schlepped his neshama out of his guf. Beautiful lashon. V'shnein yanim yeshnam shekavanas b'shchita hu l'chleis apir neshama b'guf mamish. And therefore the word shchita means the period of the neshama in the guf. L'rak is alfus. V'yachanam zeh ein zeh inyan sheshvichas damim chas v'sham ala adarab inyan alas yeser. So the reason why the Gemara used the word shachat is because shachat means two things at once. Shachat means dying, which means that the neshama and the guf separate. But shachat also means a dying in a way of elevation. If we just say katlei, that he killed him, that's a dying in a way of a yirida. Shachat means a shchita. The word shchita means a dying in a way of elevation. When you shecht an animal, that's a way of elevation. When you kill a person or somebody kills a person, that's not a dying in elevation. That's katlei. Shachat means a dying of spirit of neshama and guf, but in a way that it's an aliyah as opposed to as aliyah. That's why the lashon is kam rabba shachta. What does it mean? The chara havalei lamar shachta rabba lamar zera. Mal kudzak kam rabba. He stood up. He was sitting and he stood up. Why is that important? Bechlal. The yesh lamar beir kima marha ala diyasa sharabba. Rabba got up, which means rabba had, like the pasuk says, vayakum stay Ephraim. Right? Rashi says, what do you mean vayakum stay Ephraim? That the whole sada of Ephraim had a kuma. It went up. It rose up in levels. Kam rabba doesn't mean he physically got up. Kam rabba means that rabba rose up in madrigas. Rabba got to the level of meichan the gadlos. He got to the level of higher than normally he's able to go, but kafi erech of what he's able to handle. Kafi erech of the Kalim. So Rabbi Ladarganalis be Yosef, a Yakum Tkuma Haisalay. Again, he's quoting that Rashi over there in Chaisara, the Rashi on of the Yakum Asada. Libisumi Adlayada, Elisha ben Egel Rabba Atzmai, the Kivin Shalay Kalim the Rabba, since he had Meichan the Godless Kalim the Rabba, Ray Gam Kishaiba Matsa Shakam, Aliyah Gedela be Yosef, Gam the Gamma Jagas Rabba. Avada was an Aliyah for Rabba, but it was Lehechot Kleisa Nefesh, because it was Be'erech Kafi, what he's normally used to. It was a level above that which he normally gets. So it was Adlayada, but Kafi Erech. Mashainkim and Egel Rabbe Zera, Uksharabba Gilo Leis and Yadim, Shisik Oz, Matsav the Kam, Idesa Kalsanaf, Shachla Rabbe Zera Mamash. That it was Kam Rabba, Vashachla Rabbe Zera. It's just a beautiful, beautiful taitch in the Gemara. Kam Rabba, Rabba got up, which means Rabba, the Indian of Rabba means Rav. Kam Rabba, Rabba and Aliyah, Vashacha, and he was Mashach, Lirab Zera. Zera means small. Again, the Lashon of the Gemara is Mamash Meduyek. Every word of it's Meduyek. Kam Rabba, Vashachla Rabbe Zera. He got up and he shechted him. So why say, how did Rabbah do this to Rava? How did Rabbah cause him to have a klois nefesh? Like we just mentioned, but not done of it was a chait. It was an aveira the fact that they had klois nefesh, because the ikr is the shavus yitzara. The ikr is dir b'tachtoinim. Neshamas begufim dafka. To have a neshama inside of a guf. Ki Rabbah amar v'heirachas v'bzeira. Shuba erich the Rabbah v'leiva klois nefesh. Or ki Rabbah amar v'heirachas v'bzeira. Shuba erich the Rabbah v'leiva klois nefesh. Uba oimak yesu yesh leimar. Kivan Shirabah Hayba Kaikal Paya but Achaya Lakhsan Shamas Rabzera Lagufoy Lachain Lai Haizabstir Lakavanas and Shamas Bagufim Dafka. Since Rabbah knew that he had the ability to be able to bring him back alive the next day, it wasn't a problem. Ki Kloisan Efesh Aesar Abzera Rak Inyan Arai, which means to go up to have a temporary moment of Aliyah. Right, like we learned that the Baal Tani writes that the bane that he has during davening, that's a healthy thing to do. To have a temporary klois nefesh is a healthy thing to do. Right, that's why the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rab brings down, the Torah brings down as well, the lashon that the Gemara uses when it talks about chesedim or shenim shach as kaidim atfila, that they come to a level of klois nefesh. It's brought down in Torah and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Rab, even though it's something that is not negayat to us, because it is negayat to us, that every yid is supposed to get to an aspect of klois nefesh every time that he davenes. Right, well, Shem Tov said a person has to be nispal after davening that he's still able to be alive after davening, especially such a chiddush that he's able to be alive after davening. It has to be the spell that he's able to be alive, which means there is a maila at having klais nefesh. To remain in klais nefesh is not a maila. To remain in Yom Kippur is not a maila. So Rabbah said, yeah, what I'm going to do to you is get you to the level where you're going to have mamash klais nefesh. That's not healthy. That's not healthy to live that way, because the Rambam wants a dir b'tachtonim. But for a momentary or for a day to be able to rise to the level of Kabbalah Soteri, to rise to the level of Yom Kippur, that's a healthy thing to do. It's healthy for a person to experience every once in a while a level of bitul ayesh, bitul metzias, level of bitul aguf, a level of klais nefesh, a level where the neshama overtakes the guf so stark that the guf totally gets out of the way. Right? U'inyan arai, b'meshachem apurim. She'az yesh nechiv. There's like a chiv l'besumei ad lo yada. There's a chiv to get to that place of ad lo yada. A chiv to get to the place of klais nefesh. Meshachem l'machar. That's why, like we mentioned, why do you wait till Lamachar? Because the whole Purim, he was happy to keep him in that place. The whole Purim, he kept him in the place of Nadon Aviyu. He kept him in the place of death. The Machar, the next day, he got back. Now you have to get back to the world. The day after Purim, Shusam Purim, you have to come back. You have to hit the ground again. You have to come back down to reality. To have a guf inside of a nefesh, you have to come back. And so Lomachar, he left him dead the whole day. Not just he left him, you know, stam sitting there dead. He left him at a level of klois nefesh the whole day. He was mamash at a level of aliyas and neshama to the point that mamash had klois nefesh. Right, the taka tzaddikim that brought down from the mice with the maril. That the maril, the taka when the maril died, they thought that Maril died. The Chevek Kedisha came in. So Bishmaya just put some sefer brings down a tshuva that the Maril died, and they thought the Maril died. The Chevek Kedisha came in, and they were going to take his body, and they found that one of his fingers was still hot, was still warm. So the Chevek Kedisha said it's not normal. Like it's his body's cold, which means it feels like it's dead, but one of his fingers is still warm. So they said they're going to keep him there. They said they don't know what to do, but it's not normal. They kept him. They kept him there for 3 days. After 3 days, he came back alive and was totally back alive, healthy as regular. And the way the Maril explained it, he had Pasha Elias and Neshama. At the point of Elias and Neshama, part of him remained down here. It needed to be in order to keep him grounded. But that's when Mamash got to the place of Mamash Misa. So Rabbah left Reb Zeira, Mamash at the place of Klais Nefesh. It looked like he died. He left the Mamash dead on the side of the Suda. The next day, after everything, after it's not Purim anymore, and now you have to come back down to this world, the next day he brought him back alive. Ache means that he brought him back down to the Kalim again. Boy Rachmei v'Ache. The Nesu was able to bring him back. That we'll see in a second. That's why Reb Zeira wasn't so clear that the Nesu was going to happen again. Right, we'll see what the Nesu was. Between the Kavana, Hal Yonis Neshamas Bukov Nafka, he brought him back down. He was able to draw his Neshama back down from that Aliyah that it had and able to bring it back down. Al Derech Nichnas Hashalom, Yotzer B'Shalom, Nichnas Hashalom, the Meshach Zman. Since, again, Rabbi Kiva also did that. Rabbi Kiva went to the Paradise. What do you mean? The goal is not to get to the Paradise. If you can go into the Paradise with the goal to come out of the Paradise, that's a Milo. So Rabbah, who is the Rebbe, understood that he's the greater one. He's going to bring Reb Zeira to the level. He did it Padafka. It wasn't a mistake. He Dafka born into the place of Klais and Nefesh temporarily. I said, no, I'll bring you back alive tomorrow. I'll bring you back down to this world tomorrow. I'm going to draw you back then, huh? Oh, so that's what we're going to get to in a minute. That's why Reb Zeira wasn't so sure that he wanted to do it again, because he wasn't sure that he's going to come back down next year. Maybe next year he's going to stay up there. It's a very geshmaka place to be. Right, so he wasn't sure that Neshama is going to be able to go. It's a terrible, terrible tzar for the Neshama. The Baal Tanya writes, the greatest Yurida, Yurida Tzarech Aliyah, the greatest Yurida that's able to be is the Neshama coming from Tachas Kisei HaKavod down to Olam HaSiyah. So love Dafka is the Neshama going to come back down again. But Rabbah knew that he had the ability to be able to draw him back down. So Rabbah said, I want to give you the experience, that high experience. experience of Klesa Nefesh, and then I'll bring you back down. Apia now, Ashi Shabbat Gan Hemshe Chasid B'Gamar. That's why Rab Zera and Rabba invited him again. Shana Amalei, Nesi Marvet, Ever to the Sperm, Bahadi Adadi. What's he thinking? It's very posh, what's he thinking? Nothing wrong happened by the Suda. What happened by the Suda is exactly what Rabba wanted to have. The Gili of Seyda Satorah were so stark that they got Rab Zera to have a Klesa Nefesh. So he told him, Amalei, Lebechal Shaita Vashaita Mesrachashin. So Lois Abavad, Shrabbele, it's Starom Ashi Ir the Sperm. Rabba had no regrets about what happened. He didn't have to do tshuva. He didn't feel bad. He didn't ask a mechila. El Adar Rabba, who is minister of Zera, he said, "You remember last year's Sudas Purim? Remember how high you got? You remember that you got the Klesa Nefesh and you spent the whole Purim in a place of Klesa Nefesh? You want to do it again?" So mitoich kavana is shagam b'shanazu yipol etzar b'zera ilu gadol kaze ad klaysa nefesh vekivin shetachlas hakavana he neshamis begufim harela achra parim yachzav echeyu, and because that's the tachlas, he said, "I'll bring you up." And don't worry, I'll bring you back down after. If you mashayi, I say Rav Shana Shavra said I did it last year. I'll do it again. I'll give you the experience of Klesa Nefesh, and they'll be able to bring you down. Vayibar Rav Zera Beza Milos. I'll have the Milo Vayilu the Klesa Nefesh. Vayilu the Miloi Kavanah Shana Shamis Begufim. You won't be involved in that Chet Nadam Neviu that just had the Ali without the Yerida. He'll have Ratz Veshav. I'll be able to bring him up and bring him back down. Oyba Ifanachar
Ktas. So or the whole time he's going to bring Rav Zera to Klesa Nefesh.
Huh? Yeah, that's how he's learning. That Rabba did this on purpose. Rabba drank, and Rabba knew that Rabba was on a high level of Zera.
Earlier
really,
he said,
really? See, he was learning very, very clear that he did it for Dafka.
Same last paragraph,
181.
Yeah, he went too high for him. No, that's what he said. So that's the first pshat that he said. That's the first pshat that he said, that Rabba thought that Rav Zera was on the level. But Oymek Yosef was that he Dafka did it in a way because he wanted to kill him, you know, Klesa Nefesh, and then bring him back alive. The first pshat is that he thought that he could handle it. The second pshat is that, no, he Dafka did this, and that's the way he's running with the rest of the city. He Dafka did this, and he invited him again and said, "I'm going to give you the best experience you ever had in your life, experience you had last Purim. You're going to get Klesa Nefesh, you're going to reveal the Seidus of Torah in a way they can have Klesa Nefesh, and then don't worry, I'll bring you back down on Shushan Purim. I'll bring you right back down. Huh?
That was a trick that he made.
It looked like Misa because to the outside world, the taka looked like Misa. Or maybe Rabbi Chashav Shemesh Hashan is Alar Reb Zera Madrigal Yeri Yisrael. Now he's going back to that first shot that he said. That maybe Reb Zera got to the level where he's able to handle it. Rabbi Chalasa Lahasik. Okay, that's what he says. Val Zet on Alar Reb Zera.
Did Rabbi have Klesa Nefesh on whatever level?
No. Rabbi. Rabbi needed somebody harder than him to be able to bring him. Yeah. He's a Moichel Negas. He can't get to that level. He's not able to reveal it. Val Derech Zet. That's the level. You only do some permanent ones. The Chiv of Bsume Ad Layada. The Chiv is Bsume Ad Layada, which means to get to the level. We'll see, that's how he's going to end off Alder Chavoida. Yeah, generally, you have to remain down here. Yeah, but it's not a Misa which was a bad Misa. He didn't kill him. He didn't do anything wrong, which means he gave him the experience of Klesa Nefesh with the guarantee that he'll bring it back down.
Huh?
So again, Rabba was the one who had the... Yeah, yeah. He got him to the level of Parchan Hashemasa Misa, and that's, again, it has to be that he got to the level of Misa. Right, it's not Shvichas Damen, and not only that, it's a Maila, but he got him as the Maila. Okay, let's finish the Sikh, and then we'll go back. We'll go back and handle all this. So why is Rav Zera refusing this invitation? It's the best invitation you can get. Your Rebbe's telling you, "I'm going to bring you to the level of Klesa Nefesh, and I guarantee I'll bring you back down to this world again." So, Rav Zera, this is the Purim Suda you want to be by. Every Yid wants to be by this Purim Suda. You'll have a guarantee to have Klesa Nefesh and then come back to this world. I don't know.
I'm not guilty.
It's the best Milo. It's the best Milo. I would love to do this. I'll advise somebody to offer this to me. So, why did Rav Zera not answer him? He said, "I don't know this Mishrach Hashnisa." He wanted it, Avada. He wanted to come back. He said, "I would love to accept your invitation." He knew that the ultimate tachlas is not Purim, but to come back down on Shushan Purim. I don't know. Maybe my neshama is not going to want to come back down this year. Yes, Rabbi, you promised me that you're going to do it. Maybe my neshama is just going to want to stay up in Shemayim. Who knows? It's a nace. Again, by Rachami, you need a Rachami. It was a nace to be able to bring it back down. Which means it's a nace for the neshama to come back down to the guf again. I don't know that I'm going to do that again, especially after we had the Klesa Nefesh last year. This is going to become too normal for me. I'm just going to want to stay up there.
Different because now he knows.
You'd have to bring it back down again. Nice to bring it, to bring the neshama back down would be a nice. You'd have to do the nes. Fine.
Rabbi
said he was going to do it. Rabbi Zera said, I don't know. Zera said, what I experienced last year.
I would want to.
Right. So he needs the neshama of Rabbi Zera to want to come back. Atka, the Rebbe's beer in the Gemara. Beautiful, beautiful taich. And again, it fits with the shlof, fits with the archaim and other view, and it fits pashat, the lush of the Gemara. It fits beautifully. It fits with the maisa. It fits with the halacha. It fits mamish kmasim medvash, the way it fits in. Zuck the Rebbe. Now, the ikar point is not just to understand this beautiful maisa, which is obviously important also. The ikar point is arah la maisa. Right? Tairiz melash and arah. The ikar point is arah. Vina la halacha nefsek. There's a psak in the Shulchan Aruch, the way we paskin, not the Ramah, the way the Mechaber paskins. Yesh chiyev lebsumei bepariah ad layada. The ein chayshim sheistayif mizeh shum davar bilti ratzi. You don't have to be worried about things that are going to happen. Mizeh movin gam benegel toichin ruchnis. Obviously, on a gashmi level, it means to get shikr, but the ikar is the ruchnis level, which means shal shtiyaskayin ad layada dahinu lomud ba'ifin dahava tishke seydis atayra. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Tishka seydis atayra. Tishka become meshuga with seydis atayra ad shemegia the masav sheshech is a bit of a mitzvah. But frat on Purim. But again, in general, when a person is learning the Yiddish Torah, sheba Purim nitin a kayach l'kayach l'kol echad ve'echad meYisrael kol chad ve'chad b'chol moedecha. Which means b'chol moed shacha be'erek shiura delay l'kayim shesia zu l'gil l'dveikus kazu b'soydus haterem avatelus mitziusay it's shayach and Purim for every year to be able to be makabel. Again, there's a kibbutz of a kiblu, which many learn the kibbutz of a kiblu is on seydus haterem. The first time is a niglas haterem, the second time is on seydus haterem. The yontif of Purim is a yontif which is mesugal for every year to be able to experience a little bit where Abzera experienced a little bit of the klaysa nefesh, which none of us will get the mamish level of klaysa nefesh, but a little bit of that experience of klaysa nefesh where we'll talk a feel that level of such a level of bitula yesh and such a level of bitula guf and such a level of bitula mitzias that we'll get to the level of klais nefesh where the dveikus becomes so stark and so clear to us that we get to the level of adla yada. But tell us mitziusay. But believe chayshishim avaydazu yavle dan hagashlas boydedus. Not in a way that it's going to cause us to be able to separate ourselves in the world. By experiencing that Purim, again, the rest of the year, you can't live Purim dick. The rest of the year, you can't live in this level of Adla Yada because the goal is L'Sheves Yitzara. The goal is Diyur B'Techtonim. The goal is not to get shikr, not to drink, not to be like Radon Avi, not to be like Rabban Nirbzera. That's not the goal. The goal is to be living in a sober way, to be living with Bechira, to be making choices based on where you're holding. But once a year, the Rabban Hashem gives the Yid an opportunity to go out of his kelim, to mamish go out of his kelim, to be able to experience a dveikus, which is higher than the erech that he's able to do. Chayiv inish l'besume b'paray ad layada. That every Yid has the capability in Purim to get to this level of dveikus and alakus, to the level of ad layada, and it's klois nefesh. And you talk about watch people have real klois nefesh. Again, not in the way of mamish death, but there's a real klois nefesh that happens. That the dveikus that he is able to experience in Purim is this level that Reb Zera was able to experience. And every Yid is a Zera, every Yid small, and every Yid is able to attach himself to something big. And it doesn't just mean you have to have a rabbi who's teaching who says that every year on his own is able to get to the level of a pnimi satira of revealing the soid, and the soid allows the neshama to overtake the guf in a way that, again, like the chushim, when a person gets drunk, become batal. Every year is able to experience that in a pnimius way as well. This is the kavana. When Yid goes into Purim, the kavana is nichnas b'shalom v'yatz b'shalom. I want to go in b'shalom, which means I want to go in a way that I understand that the goal is to reach a level with Vekas that I can't reach the rest of the year. The rest of the year, I live with a guf. And my guf tells me that now it's time to leave Shacharis. Now Shacharis is over, Mincha is over, Ma'ariv is over. Now it's time to stop learning. Now it's time to stop davening. Now it's time to stop being involved in avodas Hashem. There's a guf. My guf's hungry. My guf's tired. My guf doesn't have the kaychas. There's always a guf that's stopping us from getting to that level of dveikas. Purim is the one time of the year that he gets able to say, I'm going to put the guf on the side, I'm going to stop the guf, and I'm going to get to the level of the ultimate dveikas where I'm able to be makash myself in a real way. I'll just end off. There's a beautiful mashal Huntner brings down the Pachar Yitzchak, all the mamarim and Pachar Yitzchak, and all the Pachar Yitzchak are very geshmak, but frat the ones on Purim. Because anyone who's ever been to Chaim Berlin on Purim knows that it's the most revishy yontif Chaim Berlin has. But we have a kirsten. Are you also? So Rav Huntner is a mamarim, he said it when he was shikar, and they're very, very. Very, very. Someone just told me Rav Huntner used to have a bottle of wild turkey in front of him. He said that he knew to stop drinking when the turkey started flapping its wings. That's when he knew to stop drinking. But Rav Huntner said a beautiful mashal. They explained what the aimuk of getting shikr is. Rav Huntner said that there were two Russian giddin who grew up in a small little village, and one of them, you know, went out to the big village. One of them stayed in a small village, and they hadn't seen each other in 25 years. Kitzer v'hiya yom, they met each other in a train station. These are two best friends. They hadn't seen each other in 25 years, and they met each other. They start catching up. They start schmoozing each other. Got married, wife, business, children. This for them is like the greatest experience they could have. They're finally getting a chance to catch up. There's only one problem. The guy who became the big city boy, the guy who went to the big city, the train's leaving, and the train only comes once a week. and is leaving in an hour. And he has to get on the train in an hour to go back to the big city, and he can't wait another week. His wife and kids are waiting for him. He doesn't have the ability to wait. So here's an opportunity of a lifetime. They're finally meeting for the first time in 25 years. They don't know if they're ever going to meet again. They're catching up on life. There's no email. There's no phones. There's no text. This is it. This is the once in a lifetime opportunity to be able to catch up, but they only have an hour because the train's about to leave. So one of them tells the other one, the villager tells the big city guy, he says, I have very posh to Eitzah. He said, let's go to the, there's a duty free over here. Let's go to the duty free. We'll pick up an expensive bottle of vodka. The train conductor is Russian. We'll go over to him. I'll make a few lachaims with him. I'll get him to pass out. He'll pass out. By the time they bring in a new conductor to be able to ride the train, it'll be a good 5, 6, 7 hours, and we'll have all that time to be able to sit and to be able to bring and shmooze together. Kachava, he goes to the store, he picks up a bottle of vodka, and he goes up to the train conductor, and Russian train conductor is going to turn out a good bottle of vodka. He offers him 1 lachaim, 2 lachaims, 3 lachaims, offers him 3 lachaims, and within a few minutes, the guy's incapable of driving the train. He falls asleep, and Taka, they have a few hours to sit together. Zaktav Huntner, this is the Oimek of Chayiv Enesh Subasumi. This once a year that the Neshama gets the ability to be able to attach itself to the Rabban Hashem in a real way. And we haven't seen the Rabban Hashem Amish the whole year, and maybe for some people 20, 30 years, and it's a moment on Purim of real, real Dveikus. You're getting close to the Rabban Hashem way of Dveikus. There's only one problem. The train's leaving. The guf is the train, and the train says, I have to go. You can't, I don't like this Dveikus thing. It's time to go. We have to go back home. We have to come back down to this world. Zaktav Huntner, take a bottle of vodka and give it to the guf and tell the guf, get out of the way. You go to sleep. You get out of the way. My avoida on Purim is to be davik to Rabban Hashem. Stop getting in the way. Stop pulling me away from my best friend in the world. Oyvai Reyai, like the lashon we saw before from the archive. This is my friend. This is one I want to be davik to. Yeah, I know. Eventually I have to go back home. Eventually the train has to leave. But at least give me another few hours. He says, that's the oimik of what he has to do. Chayiv enish subsum ra'i ad loyada. Get the guf out of the way and just allow the neshama to be davik to Rabban Hashem. And this is the ikra avoda. The person is nichnas b'shalom, but yatsa b'shalom, right? The magen b'sharim. The b'shesef brings down that the magen told him that the reason why we have Tainis Esther on the day before Purim, right, as opposed to most Yom Tovim, we have a bahav after that, but Pesach and Sukkot, we have bahav after. The reason why we have Tainis Esther before is to daven that nothing bad. We don't run into any aveiros. We don't do things wrong when we get shikar and we have ha'ulas and latzanas and you know simcha on Purim, that everything's done in a way which is proper. That's nichnas b'shalom. Before Purim, a person davens and a person says, Rabbanu Shalom, this is my kavana. My ikar kavana in drinking on Purim. My ikar kavana on Purim is to be davak to you. My ikar kavana on Purim is to be able to get to a level that I can really experience real dveikas, real dveikas in a way of kolsa nafshi. I understand that, yeah, I have to be yatsa b'shalom after Purim. But my goal and my kavana when I'm drinking on Purim is to be nichnas b'shalom and yatsa b'shalom. When a person does this prior to Purim, and Tainis Esther, when a person sits down to drink, and this is the ikar avoda, he sits down to drink. First of all, you have to sit down to drink. You can't drink walking around. You sit down, you take a cup, make means you want to be miyachid. You want to have that klaysa nefesh. You want that shchinte goes up to kutchibricho, that your neshama goes up to the level of the Rabban Hashem, that you have a klaysa nefesh. And you drink with this kavana, it's a different Purim. This is the ikr avoida to be like Rabbi Kiva, to go into the paradise, to be nechnas b'shalom, be yatsa b'shalom. Ritz Hashem will do this. We'll be zeichet that it's Indian of nechnas b'shalom. Our problem is not Rabbi Zeir's problem of coming back down. Our problem is trying to get out to be able to escape. But Ritz Hashem, we should be zeichet to have nechnas b'shalom, be yatsa b'shalom, like Rabbi Kiva, be zeichet to the ultimate shtia. Chayv enesh besumei v'praya ad la yada sayin gashmias and sayin ruchnias and nechnes yain yatsa soid yenesh l'tayr.